USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the coronavirus as it spreads across the U.S. About 7 million people in the San Francisco Bay Area have now been told to shelter in place for at least the next 3 weeks, which means staying indoors, except for essential travel like going out to get groceries or medicine. Democratic presidential primary voters will go to the polls in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. As scheduled today, Ohio is supposed to host a primary as well. But now state officials have ordered polling locations closed because of the outbreak. Florida will be the big prize today with 219 delegates. President Trump urging Americans to pull together to get through this crisis.
Doing a very professional job. We've been working with the governors and the mayor's local government at every level. We have FEMA totally involved.
USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.